This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
We are lucky to have Catherine Hill on the line, and Catherine is a film director and also writer of a new film that's just coming out shortly called Some Happy Day. Catherine, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, David and Eve. Really pleased to be here.
Now, Catherine, it sounds like this film is really interesting in and of itself, and it's very close to home for us based in St Kilda and being locals as well. But I think that what makes it particularly interesting as well is your background and relation to the story. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself and the pathway to making this film?
Yeah, so look, I graduated from WAPA back in the while, in the early 90s, and I moved into St Kilda, and pretty soon after I was there, I started volunteering for the Sacred Heart Mission, and from there I started becoming really involved and ended up working for them, and then started working for the Salvation Army Crisis Service as well, and started doing case management around particularly working with rough sleepers and people who are homeless. At the same time, I was still working in the arts, so I've always combined both fields, and I've really felt that one has supported the other. So when it came to, I'd been involved in a couple of films as a script editor and storyliner, and I decided that this was a story I really wanted to tell, and I knew that it would be the one that I could write because I knew the world so well that I wanted to write about, which is really following just the day in the life of Tina, who is someone who is surviving without a home, and her interaction with the social worker and what that interaction, how it plays out for both of them, because the social worker herself is also dealing with her own personal crisis. So it was the world I really understood, and I didn't feel there were many films out there that were telling this story, so it was something I really wanted to do.
Yeah, and why wasn't it part of the St Kilda Film Festival? Why have you didn't get involved there, or do you think you want a bigger background?
Oh look, we were, the St Kilda Film Festival really focuses on the short films, and this is a feature but we
film,
did
right.
get it. We did submit it to a lot of festivals, and we just won Best Feature for an Australian film festival called Capricorn, which is in Queensland.
Yep.
And we've had some lovely success. We got into the Social Change Film Festival in Chicago and Toronto Independent, and there's quite a few others. It was just a shame. We would have loved to have been in the Melbourne Film Festival, and I also feel that films that are shot in Melbourne and made in Melbourne, I don't know why we can't get them up there, but it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So it was really, really wonderful that Benji Tamir from the Classic Cinema watched it, and he said to me, look, I'll partner with you and we'll do some screenings, because he really enjoyed the film and felt that it would have an audience.
Yeah.
Particularly, you know, the Elstonwicks in the classics in the in Elstonwick,
yeah.
which is part of
the local area. Yep. So what does it mean to you, having this success with winning awards and with a playing overseas? It must be, you must pinch yourself and think, wow, I've believed in something, I followed it through, and it's paid off.
Look, it's one of those ones where I'm actually self-distributing with my co-producer and a group of wonderful women, Cecilia Lowe and Alice Bishop and Romy Kubler, and we've just engaged a really wonderful impact producer to help us get it out there. Mm. In spite of that success, it's really hard to cut through. It's really hard to get
Filmmaking is a really hard business, and I shake my head and think, you know, like, these people are crazy. Why do they keep on doing it on a you know, like a level, a small level like this? Because it's, you know, like, yes, it's a beautiful creative outlet, and the story you're doing here is really, really important, but it's a bloody hard battle, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think we respond to story as a culture. Stories tell us so much, and they let us understand who we are. And I just think we all have that desire. Like, how many of us spent hundreds of hours in front of, you know, television over the last couple of years? Because story is just such a powerful cultural kind of, you know, disclosure. You know, it discloses culture in a really significant way for us. And so until we get a diverse range of stories out there, you don't really understand who you are if you're not seeing yourself reflected back. Yep. And, one of our mottos are, you know, stories open your heart, and that's where change begins. So it's around being able to, you know, move in and invest yourself in the life of this woman for a little over an hour, and then how does that alter your world? So So for us, our big move now is to try and get to that audience. And we've got some cinema screenings, and we will be available via digital download. And then we're trying to use an impact campaign to get to organisations and corporates and educational institutions, anyone that we feel it will actually resonate with.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, we're still trying to find our trajectory there.
Yeah. All right, tell us a little bit more about the film. You know, and it's pretty obvious, and you did mention at the top of the interview about the story, but when did you realise that you were going to write this story? You know, like, were you there at the centre and thinking to yourself, I can feel a story coming here, and you were following it through in your own mind? Was that how you were doing it?
It came so easily, Dave, when I had just been on a film set for another film I was involved in, and I had watched the ease and the joy that had been on that film set, which may be a little, more of anathema, but it was just lovely. And I came back and I said to my husband, you know, I've got one story in me. I've got one feature film story in me. And I knew what the crisis was in terms of this one woman who survives on the streets, who just has this dream for a better life, and this is her payday, and this is the day that she's going to move out of St Kilda and into another, you know, country area where she's going to make the change. And I see that a lot. What resonates with me constantly, particularly via case management, where you get to know these clients so well, these people so well, is that they all have dreams.
Right.
They all have this hope for a better life. They all have, you know, after they secure the house, then they are going to do this and this. And that's something I think that connects us all.
Yeah.
You know, we all have dreams. So it was I literally sat down in front of a computer, and I wrote it in a few months.
Wow.
But but then there's a film that you write, the film you shoot, and the film you edit.
Absolutely.
My film, cut down a lot.
I bet you it was. Now, tell us about the social worker element of it as well, how important that person is, and the, you know, how difficult it must be at times for a social worker in that arena.
Yeah, look, the social worker, the inspiration for the social worker came from a social worker I worked with 20 years ago, who was one of the first workers that really struck me as being this incredible, you know, incredibly compassionate, generous, but incredibly forensic. She could look at someone in crisis and be able to work with them and look at a pathway out. And she had this amazing rapport with everyone she engaged with. But when they walked out the door, she just fell into a heap, because in her own personal life, she couldn't manage the domestic crisis in her own life.
Yeah.
And I found that dichotomy so fascinating, because you know, here she was, just amazing. So I wanted to investigate that. And so that's, our social worker is really facing quite a significant domestic crisis and big decisions to make in her life, that just pushes herself into work so she doesn't have to confront it.
Yeah.
And over the course of the day, her main client of that day is Tina, and Tina, in her engagement with Frances, the social worker, really challenges Frances in ways that Tina's not aware, but we as an audience are aware.
Right.
And so you, it's not simply the social worker making an impact on the person who is, you know, struggling and surviving without a home and has got a whole lot of other complex issues. It's actually Tina having an impact and also affecting the life of Frances in a really significant way. So it's about the interweaving and how close we are and how important that connection is, and what that authentic connection does for both of them.
Wow. I can't wait to see it. It sounds fantastic. And it's lovely that the Classic Cinemas have come together with you on this.
Yeah.
How important is that, you know, like getting a local cinema to support you in this way?
Look, it was absolutely wonderful, because we shoot it for a big screen, and to be able to have that opportunity to see it on a big screen is just so lovely. And it was also the fact that this independent cinema was willing to watch it, was willing to go, yep, let's have a look at it and see where we go. And we have had a screening in WA through Halo Cinemas there, and that was the same thing. We contacted them as self-distributors. He was happy to look at the film. He came back to me saying, yes, it's a film about homelessness, but it finishes with such a sense of hope that I think we can run this.
Yeah.
And you're just so grateful for those independent cinemas who still have the power to make that decision and just go with it, which is lovely. They were able to screen it during COVID. We couldn't even go over there.
So. No, of course you couldn't. But how important is that independent cinema? Because they're being pushed out a lot, or they're not. They're sort of sneaking back in these days, aren't they? You know, like and it's like the bookshop that were disappearing, but now all of a sudden they're back again, or the really good ones never faded away. And like Classic Cinemas in Elsternwick has always been there and upgraded themselves in the last few years.
Yeah. Look, I think it's so important. It's so important for local industry. It's so important for local filmmakers. It's so important to get local stories on screen.
Yep.
And the fact that they are open to that, and they had this lovely open door policy.
Yep.
We were supported. Paul Ireland, who is a wonderful filmmaker, actually introduced us. And the local film industry and the people, you know, the filmmakers have been ludicrously and wonderfully generous in their support. And I've also had a wonderful filmmaker, Donna McRae, who mentored me right through post-production. It's just so wonderful have such a community. Yeah. And definitely the local cinema and independent cinemas are so important.
And just for me, because I'm a sticky beak, and also for our audience, is that the struggle to get the money together, how hard was that, you know, like to get the money to put it on?
It's self-funded. So basically we raise some money, and all the actors and all the crew and the whole creative team work for nothing.
Fantastic.
And I know, which isn't fantastic, but it just shows the commitment to storytelling. The reason we shot this at the end of 2017 and then did some additional photography in 2019 and were ready to go, but COVID struck us.
Yep.
But that post-production, I had to keep putting on hold and, you know, going back and doing a locum and doing some case management, getting some money and then being able to pay for the next section of it. So I think that's pretty much a common story with a lot of filmmakers who are self-funding. Yeah. But the alternative is you don't tell the story.
Exactly. Yeah. Or that you're on a radio station like Joy, which we're run by volunteers. We're all here. We're working for nothing. And that's absolutely. And that's the part of the wonderful world of community.
Yeah, that's right. And so for me, it was once we decided to do it, I was naive. Naivety took me there, but I've not regretted that jump in.
Excellent.
And just the lessons. But I have, you know, it is that wonderful, you know, it's really uplifting just being so aware of the generosity of so many people.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's where we're at now.
Okay. Now, it's what's it called again?
It's called Some Happy Day.
Some Happy Day, yeah.
Yeah, and it's screening.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
Oh, I'm doing the little blurb. It's screening at the Classic. We're doing a fundraiser at the Sacred Heart Mission, a service very close to my heart. We shot there and we also shot at the Crisis Centre, and both those services, the Salvation Army Crisis Service, both those services read the script and agreed that they wanted to support the story.
Wonderful.
So we're doing a fundraiser for Sacred Heart Mission on the 20th, which is next Sunday.
Yep.
And then we have some screenings on the 21st and 23rd. And then it's available via our website for download after that. And then, you know, anyone interested in, you know, hearing more about it, or, you know, interested in wanting to show it for their workplace or their community, they can just contact us, because we're really keen to make it as available as possible and try and, you know, provoke more action around homelessness. And we're really keen to try and educate people about the Housing First policies, which is, this is a policy which we know is, you know, economically really viable. And it's about rapid rehousing of people who are street homeless, so that you give them housing first and then you wrap the supports around them, rather than them being on the streets and emergency call-outs and hospitalisations and, you know,
all right.
Incarceration.
So, yeah. Well, thank you so much for making the film, and thank you chatting with us today.
Yeah, look, thank you so much, Eve and Dave. We really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Thank you. We've been talking with Catherine Hill, who is a film director and writer of Some Happy Day, which is going to be screening at Classic Cinemas in Elsternwick for a limited but very worthwhile run from the 20th of February. And you're listening to the Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.